12 will not be lengthy tonight. I believe the Lord has done some great things. Amen. Praise God. What a great and what a mighty God. And what a presence of the Lord is in this house tonight. Amen. Amen. I want to say thank you again to the team, Brother Todd, you, Brother Billy, the tires, praise the Lord, everybody that was involved in all that chicken dinner stuff, and then the Beast Feast to come. I know a lot of people are jumping on board, and that's going to be well organized, and all the proper phone calls right on time are going to be made, and the meetings are going to take place, and it's going to be a huge success, and we'll have 1,000 people up here. My Lord. I told our banker about it. I'm trying to warm up to him. I love him. I told our banker about it. He said, wow, that's great. I said, yes, it is. You need to get up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Incidentally, he's new. He don't know us. The one that originally gave us our first loan, we would have no problem with him because we have proven ourselves to him. But this guy's new. Our other guy moved on to better banking somewhere. And so we've got a new guy, and we don't even know what he looks like. He don't know what we look like, but he's working with us. It's times like these I love being able to say, Lord, it is your church. And it's going to take you to do what we need to do here. Amen. Praise God. Leviticus 16, verse number 12. And he shall take a censer, and it would be full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord. Amen. And so the fire came outside of the tabernacle where the sacrifice was being given. They would fill the censer and they would bring it in. Amen. If there had been no sacrifice, then there would be no fire for the altar. And the Lord could not answer. Amen. So services like tonight, and again, I'm not going to be lengthy, but services like tonight, we have offered up the sacrifice of praise. We have worshiped Him and adored Him. Young people walking around in victory and sharing their victory with one another, praying with one another. How many of you prayed with somebody tonight to help them out? Raise your hand, wave at me. Beautiful, beautiful. This week, there will be a blessing that will come to you for sharing your faith with somebody tonight. You mark it down. That's the way God works. Preached it all morning long. You watch God work. Amen. And so it is. We bring our sacrifice to the altar. That's where the fire falls and meets with us. Burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord and his hands full of sweet incense. Everybody shout, beaten small. And bring it within the veil. Praise God. That's where it wound up. Hallelujah. Would you let me preach a message entitled, Holy Smoke. Holy Smoke. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Jesus, we love you. We lift you and praise you. Thank you for the honor and the opportunity. I don't take it lightly, Lord, that I stand before some of the greatest people in Pentecost. And I pray, God, your perpetual moving spirit, touching, blessing, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Somebody shake your neighbor's hand and say, you're making the place look so good. Praise God. Now, seriously, even with the title, I'm really not trying to be funny. Amen. In the Old Testament, there was an holy smoke. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else there is. And please don't take this lightly either. I am really not trying to be a comedian right now. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, there's three fires in the Word of God. There's probably more than that, and I could be here all night. But I'm going to talk about three of them. There are three fires in the Word of God that are hotter than hell. I'll know that we understand. Listen. Hell is a real place. It's not a byword. Hell is a real institute. Amen. And the Lord visited there, and he took the keys to the kingdom. Amen. He overcame death, hell, and the grave one day and walked away with those three keys. He gave those keys to Simon Peter. Simon Peter can open it up. That's why he said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter, you've got the keys. And he gave those keys to us. So who has the keys now? Hello? Amen. So there are fires that burn in the house of God that are literally hotter than hell. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need to understand that. Praise God. He's not the Lord is not coming for you until he can get in you. And if we want him in us, we got to allow the fire to burn. And that fire will burn things out that are not like him, put things in that are like him. Amen. Because I'm telling you, the Lord is a fire. Praise God. And many times in the Old Testament, amen, he answered by fire. Am I right? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, number one, one of those fires is the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is nothing in hell that can stand against the Holy Ghost. It was the Spirit of God that cast the devil out of heaven. And it's the Spirit of God that will keep the devil out of heaven from now throughout eternity. But it's that same Spirit that allows me to get to go, no matter what the devil does against me. And in another fire is revival. We need reviving. And that's something we have the opportunity to have each and every day. Can you say amen? Amen. We need reviving, and we need it every single day. And then I'm just going to tell you another fire is, of course, Pentecost. Amen. Listen, if you're going to give me a church, give me one that is red hot with fire. Call it Pentecostal. Call it apostolic. Turn the Holy Ghost loose, and let's have church. Amen. I want to have church. I want to have a move of God. Praise the Lord. And so fire, you understand, a lot of times fire struggles to burn where fire has already been. But you can't stop the Holy Ghost no matter what kind of fire has been burning anywhere. The one that this is a point that I really want you to get, and I'm going to move fast and get done here because the Holy Ghost has already done great things. But I'm just telling you tonight, the one that digs the longest is going to wind up being the deepest. It's a simple fact. Amen. You can do it in education. You can do it in high learning. You can do it on a job. You can do it with whatever you want to master. Amen. Brother Carson came to me. He said, I don't know what's going on with our young people right now. He said, but all of them are seeking higher education. They want to do great things. They don't want just menial jobs. They want more school. They want more college. And they want to make something out of their lives. And if they continue to be that way, then that means that they're going to dig long and they're going to dig hard, which means ultimately they're going to dig deep and they're going to dig wide. And when they come out of all of that, they're going to have a better life because of that. It is absolutely no different in the kingdom of God. The longer you dig, the deeper you get. And the deeper you get, the more you get. Is anybody willing to dig deep tonight? I don't want a one-night stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so I want to understand that the longer I dig, the deeper I get. And the deeper I get, the more I get from the kingdom of God. And so let's go into the tabernacle real quick. Exodus 31, 6 through 8. I want you to look at this. I behold and have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. Everybody say Dan. Just a little three-letter word, Dan. And it was the smallest tribe of Israel. The smallest tribe. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Amen. Why did the Lord look at Dan when Dan is the smallest tribe of Israel and desire to anoint them and give them? Listen, the tabernacle of the congregation, the ark of the testimony, the ark of God is going to Dan. The mercy seat is going to Dan. And all the furniture of the tabernacle is going to the tiniest. I'll tell you what one of our preachers said, our very own, and they don't live very far from here. But they said, that Marshburn, where does he get all that faith to build that stuff like that and have that kind of church and that much land in a little town and a little, hey, I thought somebody said I was going to Dan. My Bible says, despise not the time of little things. Amen. Even though Lexington might be small, we can dig so deep we can get God's favor. And it don't matter whether it's Charlotte. It don't matter whether it's Raleigh. It doesn't matter whether it's New York City. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, if it's the metro areas of great states. Hallelujah. All we've got to have is the favor of God. And we can build any tabernacle we want to build. And the covenant of God, the ark of God, the very presence of the Lord will be parked right up in there. We'll furnish it with the anointing. We'll furnish it with overcoming power. We will furnish it with prayer. We'll furnish it with praise. We'll furnish it with anointing. And the fire will fall. And when the fire falls, there'll be a holy smoke. There'll be a holy smoke. There'll be so many Sunday nights, we won't even be able to preach. There'll be Tuesday nights, we'll baptize folks. There'll be Saturday night prayer where people will receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because there's a holy smoke in the house. There's an anointing that's breaking the yoke. Brother Brown, help me pray. You're a man of God. Amen. Help me pray. Hallelujah. When we dedicate that building, I want a smoke to come in there so deep the preacher won't even be able to say anything else, that the Holy Ghost moves so deep that everything in there winds up either on the floor worshiping God or in the air. Hallelujah. Walking about that high above the carpet. I want the anointing to come into that house, because it's going to take that kind of fire to have the kind of revival that your pastor has seen and that many of you have dreamed about and had visions about. Amen. Come on, let's believe the Lord. And if we believe the Lord, we'll cause a fire. And if the fire falls, then in comes a holy smoke. Will fill the house into his tabernacle. A constant burning has got to be in this house. Incense goes up. Incense is prayer. I don't have that time to teach it, but incense is your prayer. When you pray, it's just like the altar of incense in the tabernacle where they offered incense. It was a sweet smell to God. When we pray, we offer a sweet aroma to the Lord. Amen. We need to keep his nostrils full every day, because there's a lot of other things he has to put up with in this world. Amen. And so let the incense go up so the fire can come. Cornelius' prayer, the Bible said, went up like a memorial. You may not hear anything from it today, but you built it. Amen. You may not hear anything about it tomorrow, but you're building it. You may not hear anything next week. There's coming a time the Lord is going to send somebody and let you know you have built prayer like a memorial, and I am here to give you the desires of your heart. This is not a 30-minute sitcom. This is a lifetime experience, and the Lord will come when he's ready. And when he comes with the fire and the smoke. The holy smoke will follow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so it is. Fire changes things. Am I right? Look at Psalms 26 and 2. Praise God. Examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Now, there is no way God can prove us except by fire. Fiery trials, fiery troubles, fiery situations. Hallelujah. And we can isolate and get to ourselves on an island, amen, or we can annihilate the devil in our lives through covering his head with fiery coals right off the altar of sacrifice into the altar of prayer and stack them on his head and let him know, no matter what, I'm going to worship my God. I will have revival. Lord, if you are proving me, then Do what you got to do. Try my reins. Try my heart. Try me, Lord. I've tried you, and you've come through full throttle. Amen. If you want to try me, then go ahead. I know you're going to, but know this, that in the deep of my heart, there lies a spirit that loves you to death, that will worship you till the day I die. And if I have to do it on a hospital bed, if I have to do it connected to oxygen, if I have to do it from a wheelchair, I could care less. I am going to worship my God. Because I've got to have the fire, because I know what follows the fire. It's a holy smoke. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so the fire burns. It burns out carnal thinking. Amen. It burns out desires and unrighteous attitudes. Hallelujah. Amen. I see smoke coming off some folks tonight, right now. Because God is touching and He is torching your prayer. Praise God. Amen. The song said, what is it? I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. I'm singing, I wish somebody's faith would catch on fire right now. And believe God that if your actions speak, truly do speak louder than words, then when you don't have the words, let some actions come out. Your needs will not be met until your prayer burns. That's why I constantly pick on the men. Come on, men. I want to hear your voices. Come on. I want to see your arms swinging. I want to hear you talking to God. Hallelujah. I know what tradition does, and I know how many of us were raised, and everything was silent. When you prayed, it was silent. When you worshiped, it was silent. Everything you did was totally silent. Hey, but you're free now. You've got liberty. Open your mouth and let the words fly. Let it fill the room and let it fill the atmosphere. And if it does, the fire will fall, and then in comes the holy smoke. The anointing will break the yoke and tear down strongholds. If we can lift our voices and lift our heart, and if we could do it voluntarily, if we could do it without anybody asking, if we could do it because we want to, amen. We see somebody down here with a need and we go find them and pray for them even though our need is more than theirs. What's the point? That doesn't even come into the factor. Praise God. If we could just worship the Lord and lift our voices. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so our needs will be met because our prayer will burn. Amen. I'm not going to leave the ladies out. I'm just telling you. I have always believed this. Praise God. It's my philosophy. Amen. But it is a philosophy. I just believe this. I believe that when men pray, they move God. When men pray, I believe God gets in his heart and mind, well, I want to build something now. And when ladies pray, I believe they touch God. That's just something I've observed through the years. Amen. When you get a bunch of ladies together praying, amen, and you kind of merge in on their prayer meeting, you're like, whoa, I got to keep my mouth shut here. I got to walk like I'm walking on eggshells, because it feels just like you ladies are absolutely touching God. And when you touch God, that's when God says, thank you so much. I needed that. And now I'm going to bless your children. How about that? I'm going to bless your husbands. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to save souls and people. I'm going to touch your friends. I'm going to move on you. I'm going to bless you fine. I'm going to protect your house. I'm going to protect your home. I'm going to protect your finances. I'm going to keep your husband strong so he can be a provider for your family. It's just things I've seen. Amen. And then Leviticus 16 and 12, once again, it said, beaten small. Amen. We're never going to obtain the fire that brings the smoke being high-minded, haughty, smarter than God. Amen. Flaunting in sin and no humility. Praise God. Amen. If we're going to be used, every one of us, at one time or another, we will be beaten small. So that if we do accomplish anything for the glory of God, He will deserve the praise. Let's praise Him right now, shall we? Hallelujah. Do you want the God of mercy activated in your life? Do you want Him activated in your kids? Amen. Your grandkids. Let the fire touch the incense and mercy will be released. To have a fire, two components must come together. The torch and the metal have got to get hot so it can weld something together. Amen. And that, my friend, is truth and humility. Amen. It's not enough for just a fire. It's got to be, it's not enough for a few people to have a fire. It's got to be in me too. It's got to be in you too. Amen. People say, I do, but I go to church. Amen. You can walk in a garage and it don't make you a car. Isn't that silly? Amen. Praise God. We can go to church. I know that. And I'm so thankful that people do. Praise the Lord. And that's exactly what we want the whole world to do. Go to church. Amen. But once we get there, let's create a fire. Let's make the fire. Let's let the anointing break yokes, tear down strongholds. Let's usher in that holy smoke so we can't even see for the fog of the anointing and the presence of the Lord. Amen. Look at Isaiah 6 and 2. Praise God. Look at this. Above it stood the seraphims. These are angels. Each one had six wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. Praise God. Hallelujah. These seraphims, they came before the Lord, and they constantly hid their face, because just like us, unworthy in the very presence of God, but they circled the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord, the mercy seat, and all of that, and they brought glory to God, and they were constantly crying, holy, 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 holy. Why don't you close your eyes and lift your hands and try that with me for a moment and see how you feel. Amen. Say it with me as many times as you like. Holy, 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 holy. Say it again. Holy, 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 holy. You're not looking around because you don't want anybody to see you. You don't want to see anybody. You want your mind on Jesus and you want to tell Him, holy, 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 holy. Amen. Listen, you've got a job that the seraphims had. You've got a job that angels of worship had. Praise God. And I want to do it right. I want to let Him know that He is the holiest of holies. He's the righteousness of righteousness. He's the glory. The seraphims are known as the burning ones. They were the ones that brought a constant burning at all times around the glory of God and the presence of the Lord. And so it was motion all of the time around the presence of the Lord within the holiest of holies. Amen. And that's what we need at Landmark. More motion. Amen. Hallelujah. Just giving it to God and just worshiping the Lord and honoring the name of Jesus. Growing deep in our experience with the Lord and crying holy so we can bring the fire and that the holy smoke, presence, essence, anointing and mercy of God can follow behind the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's not the will of God to have polar bears in the pulpit and icebergs in the pews. We know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer meeting times, we need to be there. Worship, we need to be ones that are worshiping God. Amen. So, look at Isaiah 6 and 4, and I'm nearly done. Praise God. And the post, everybody shout post. The post of the door, the post that were right there at the door, moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. We went to O.R. Foss's church in Houston, Texas for 2.5 years. We went there to be part of the staff on his youth staff as youth workers, youth pastors. And so we were there 2.5 years. While we were there, he was preaching and he told the story. Across the street from the church, it's just a massive, it was a big church, and it was a massive parking lot. And across the street from the front of the church was a gas station convenience store. And one night they were having Sunday night church. Two ladies pulled up in a vehicle to get gas there at that store. When they got out to pump gas, they looked across the street at the church and flames were coming off the roof. They were in such horror and such shock because they saw all the cars, and they knew people were in there like crazy. And so they took off running across the street, burst into the doors of the church, and said, "Your church is on fire. You need to get out of here." And it was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost. Hard to believe, I know. But it's true. It happened. A lot of things happened in that church. Amen. But that was one thing that happened. Amen. And so it was the Holy. I want somebody in Davidson County to see the fire. When they come in, I want them to walk through the smoke. Because the tabernacle was filled with the smoke. Amen. The Lord was in there with his voice crying out. What was he crying out? I got a feeling he was crying out what he was going to do, what he was going to develop, what he was going to grow, who he was going to use, who he was going to call, who he was going to put his hand of anointing. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Who he was going to put his hand of anointing on. Amen. Praise God. That the preacher wasn't just going to appoint you because if I don't, you're going to get mad and leave the church. Amen. The preacher's appointed him because the Spirit of God moved on you and he's moved on me. And we've come together and we believe God for the anointing. And the anointing's going to break. And God's got his finger upon you. You're wearing his fingerprints. You're going to do things that nobody else has ever done. You're going to succeed in areas that nobody else is succeeding in. There's not going to be jealousy because somebody else is doing that and you didn't get to do it. Amen. No, jealousy is going to be replaced with anointing and God's appointing and his spirit and his power and the fire and the smoke. Man, we got the devil coughing right now. This house is filling up with smoke, and he can't breathe. Holy smoke. Amen. In burning prayer, you will get to see exactly who you are. Let's stand together. It will cause an intimacy. When you begin to pray deep, you begin to worship deep, voluntarily, when it becomes your nature. Amen. You catch your hands in the air and you didn't even know they were up in the air. You ever done that? I've done that. I've answered a phone before. Hallelujah. Hello? And they'd be laughing on the other end. People I don't even know. I'm sorry, I'm a preacher and I say hallelujah a lot. But, you know, it just becomes your makeup, becomes who you are. You don't have to push it. You don't have to make. Others don't have to make you. You know what I'm saying. Go deep with all that. And when that begins to burn like that, it causes an intimacy with God. He will begin to let you see into him. When you have that kind of intimacy with God, he will let you begin to see into him. You begin to comprehend things. You begin to understand things. Your service to God becomes so much deeper than your trouble. It becomes so much deeper than life, the world, all this stuff around us. just able to part that. And you go deep. You begin to see into Him. And once you ever get in there, you never, ever want to walk back out. And so we walk in the holiest of holies all the days of our lives. Yes, we're human and we make mistakes. None of us will be perfect until that which is perfect has come. But we can go into Him and we can call on Him, and He can bring change, and He can bring fire right in the midst of our troubles, our failures, our shortcomings, right in the midst of who we are, what we are, our customs. Am I making sense? Hallelujah. So it will cause that kind of, what was it? Isaiah said that, woe is me, I am of unclean lips. And to me, there's no greater man of God in the Bible than Isaiah. But it's true. It's not as important for him to get into me as it is for me to get into him. He's there. He doesn't have to be rescued. I'm not there. I'm the one that needs rescuing here. And so I need to find him. I need to know him. And so I need to go deep. I need to go long. And I need to go wide. I need to know more of him. We understand that knowledge brings wisdom. These are just things that I saw in the smoke. These are things I want to share with you that came out of the smoke. And I'll continue to share things with you that come out of the smoke because that's where I want to live. But tonight I want to ask if there's anybody that will join me. Because there's no way we can accomplish what we need with a one-man band. Holy Ghost, smoke and fire, love and desire, intimacy with God and relationship. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. Reach to the name of Jesus. Volunteer and do it like you want to. Go ahead, create your own praise. Create your own praise. Create your own worship. Create your own way of crying out to the Lord. But whatever you do, let's do this thing.
May the fire of my altar never burn out.
So the fire can come. do whatever needs to be done. Everything, all of life's issues. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. All this other stuff will be added. We wait to try to fix everything before we really make him King of Kings and Lord of Kings. It doesn't work that way. Seek ye first kingdom. That means you got to wade through all this, the mess, the stuff. Go deep. And all these other things will be added to you. Your strength, your anointing, your spirit, your power, your presence, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, the path, the light, all of that. Amen. Everybody shout fire. Holy smoke. Praise God. God bless you as you're dismissed. Thank you for being here. Shake someone's hand. Greet our guests and visitors. Hallelujah. It is so good to see Sister Tammy here tonight. Amen.